Welcome and thank you for joining Save Our Sisters Unplugged. If you're ready to hear the survival to success stories of brave and intelligent women, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be letting our hair down and gaining insight into how women have overcome their life struggles. My name is Noreen Foy, and I'll be your host. Now let's get started. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Sister Wisdom Wednesday. Happy hump day to all of you that's celebrating the hump. And for those of you that don't know me, my name is Noreen Foy, and I am the founder of the Save Our Sisters Not-for-Profit Group and host of Save Our Sisters Unplugged podcast. Both platforms are all about resilience, where I empower women to share their journeys of survival to success through the power of storytelling. We are in the month of March. This year is rapidly getting through. We are already at almost at the end of the first quarter, I want to say. So just want to talk about a few things today for Sister Wisdom Wednesday. There is a lot that happens in the month of March. We have, this is Kidney Month, which I did not know, National Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month, Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month, Disability Awareness Month, National Reading Month for all you readers, and it's Women's History Month. And we are going to be celebrating all month long. I just attended a work event for Women's History. Just today was amazing. They had a ton of speakers, young and old, you know, and they were just really just giving some good nuggets that we can all use. Before I get into today's topic, because a lot of you may not know this, but I want to just get it out because I might be still upset. I don't know. I'm going through my stages still. So I want to let you guys know that if you have not already purchased your tickets for the, where's my banner? There we go. All right. Be sure you head over to Eventbrite to purchase your tickets for the renewing our resilience. It's our luncheon that we're having. I'm partnering with Miss Keisha Woods of Upgraded Mindsets. We are going to be having a great time at this luncheon. If you have not purchased your tickets yet, please head on over to Eventbrite. Everything is there. I put the link in the comments. We will have a ton of things happening that month in celebration of Women's History. We will be not only having a panel of speakers that we will be talking about managing life after loss. Loss could be anything, right? Loss could be loss of a loved one. It could also mean loss of your confidence, loss of your job. Sometimes you get into these relationships and you lose yourself, you know. So we're going to have a panel and it's going to be open forum. We're going to be discussing it all. And we're going to have raffles. We're going to have auction items. We're also going to be donating prom dresses to It Takes a Village of Peoria. That is a not-for-profit organization that's headed up by Dr. Bernice Gordon Young. She is going to have two representatives there that will be accepting all of your donations. There will be racks there. So when you come in, you know, before you get to your seat, you can just put your donations on the racks. We will also be giving away some scholarships. So there will be some young ladies that are going to be receiving some Save Our Sisters scholarships. This is the first time that Save Our Sisters is going to be administering these scholarships. So I am super excited about that. You know, I want to be a part of the young women's education. I feel that we need more women in all the areas that we are always kicked out of, right? We need more women in Congress. We need more women in the White House. Okay, we need more women in leadership roles. And so whatever we can do to help that along, we need to start right when they're getting out of high school and entering into college. So applications for that are still open. I will put the link again in in the comments after this live has ended. So if there's any young ladies out there that are looking for scholarships, unfortunately, the deadline is rapidly approaching in 3 days. So you will have to fill the application out and you will have to stress out your leadership teams at school to get all of your documents together, to get them in so that you would be, you know, accounted for and included in the running for this scholarship. What else did I miss? Did I miss anything? I don't think I missed anything, but all of the details are on Eventbrite if I did miss anything. So let's get into the topic for today. Oh my goodness. Not only is March all of the awarenesses that I've mentioned before, it's known for all of those. It is also colon cancer awareness. And I want to bring this to everyone's attention because it seems like we don't take that seriously enough, especially in the Black communities. There's a lot of things that happen that we don't pay attention to. And it's because of our pride or whatever it is. I don't know what it is, right? I don't know what it is, but we need to just make sure that we're taking care of our health. And I want to read some facts here about colon cancer because a lot of people don't know what it is and they don't know how they get it. They don't know what it involves. And so I just want to just get some facts here because I want to use this moment to share a little something with you that can save your life. So colorectal cancer, it starts in the colon and or the rectum, and the cancer can also be called colon cancer or rectal cancer, depending on where it starts. Colon cancer and rectal cancer are often grouped together because they have many features in common. So let me tell you, they have a lot of things in here. So you can head on over to cancer.org to really get into all of the symptoms about colon cancer. But I wanted to just go into, let's see, the risk factors of it, because a lot of people don't know what the risk factors are. And that's half the battle. So some of the risk factors is being overweight or obese. You know, I know we all love our food and we all love all our sweets and we love our snacks and we don't want to give them up. But that could make you at risk. That could definitely make you an at-risk person. Being overweight or obese, diabetes type 2, certain types of diets, and unfortunately, a long-term diet that's high in red meats. And I know they're messing with my ribeyes. I love me a good ribeye, but it is not worth my life. So they've listed here meats such as beef, pork, lamb, or liver. Now, I don't like liver anyway, so I'm not at risk with that. But definitely, I do love me some beef, pork, and lamb. So everything in moderation, right? Everything always in moderation. As we say at home, too much of one thing is good for nothing. Smoking is also going to make you at risk. Alcohol use, you know, and also your racial and ethnic background can also put you at risk. So they're saying that American Indian, Alaskan Native people have the highest rates of colorectal cancer in the United States, followed by African American men and women. So we really need to be mindful of how we're showing up, what we're doing. We need to be minding our portions, being mindful of what we're putting in our mouth, how we're preparing it. All of those things play into if we're going to get, you know, colon cancer. Now, of course, you can prevent this, right? You can go and get your colonoscopy. If you have a history of it, then you should be going early. I would suggest you go ahead and contact your doctor, and you should go earlier to make sure that everything is okay. They'll let you know when it's time for you to go and have your colon checked. Now, it's not a pretty process to go have your colonoscopy. I've already had to. And let me tell you, it is very, how do you say it? Life-changing to have that. It's not a fun time, that's for sure. You're definitely going to lose sleep over it. But you know what? Having a moment of discomfort will save your life. It is better than having years of pain, having to have chemo, having to shave your head, having to, you know, be thrown up. I mean, if we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it, right? The reason why I wanted to talk about this, and especially on Sister Wisdom Wednesday, is for this main reason. I lost my sister 7 years ago to colon cancer. We did not know that she had it. She did not tell us. She had her reasons. But we didn't know until it was too late. So I want to say I found out in October and she had surgery. We thought everything was going to go well. It did for a little bit and then it went south and we lost her in December of 2016. The reason I'm telling you guys about this is because we need to really remove the stigma that we don't want our family to know what we're going through. Had we known what she was going through, we would have been there for her. We would have been able to support her. We would have been able to, you know, walk her through it, maybe make some different decisions in our lives, you know, certainly visit more. You know, we would have, I know I would have. I can't speak for the other siblings and my parents, but, you know, I would have definitely done a lot of things differently. And I'm upset that she didn't tell us because I hated that I wasn't there for her 100%. I was there at the end, but I wasn't there to go through it with her. I wasn't there to, you know, hold her hand, maybe hold her hair back, go to some doctor visits, you know. By the time she found out about it, she was already stage 4. It was already too late, you know. And this is why I stress having your colonoscopy done and telling your family what you're going through medically. I think of all the entitled things that we feel that we need to receive from our family, I think we need to really be honest about our health. Because if anything happens to any one of us, our family are the one that's going to be picking up the pieces and they're going to be trying to move on. You have children. I think you owe it to yourself and your children to just get checked. Just do it. It takes 15 minutes. So when you go get your colonoscopy, of course, they're going to send a prescription for the PrEP to your pharmacy, right? Child, let me tell you. Now, this is my vinegar bottle. Don't judge me. If you don't have a big jug like this of vinegar in your house as an island person, you need your island card snatched. We wash everything in vinegar. But the bottle that they give you is about this big. You have to fill this whole thing with the PrEP and the water, and you have to drink this whole thing, right? Like I said, this is not the actual, but just to give you a visual of how much of that PrEP you have to drink in one day, and then the magic happens. You are going to make that bathroom your best friend. So I suggest you go ahead and pre-plan, right? Set up your candles, get all the toilet paper you're going to need, and just prep for it. Because, yeah, you're going to be in there for a minute. Because when they talk about cleaning out your insides, child, you're going down to the bare minimum. You're going to day one. Day one out the womb. That's what your stomach is going to be like by the time you get done letting everything out. Oh, my God. Pack your potpourri. Because you're going to need that too. You're going to annoy yourself with how many times you're going to go to this bathroom. But like I said, it is a moment of discomfort and displeasure and stinking to give you all the answers that you're going to need about your life. I think it is worth it. Like I said, I've had two. I was a little bit under the age limit for getting checked. I want to say it's about 40. So don't quote me on that. I didn't get to the part in the notes where it says how old you have to be, but I do believe that you need to be about 40 in order to get your colonoscopy. But you can check with your doctor and just make sure that you be mindful of that and get it done. But like I said, you know, my sister didn't tell us. We didn't know. And I wasn't there to support her. I would have made some different choices. I would have gone to visit more, you know. Of course, after that, that was the reason why we all got checked. Everybody else is okay. You know, we're a little bit more aware and mindful of what we eat and how we exercise, we sleep in, you know, getting our mammograms, because it's not just I mean, you know, everything cancer related, just get everything done, right? Because cancer goes everywhere and it moves. But since this is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, I want to focus on that because I am an advocate for breast cancer awareness as well. I always go get my mammograms. I don't mess around with my health. This is why I'm encouraging you not to do it either. Do not mess around with your health. You have children, you have grandchildren. You want to be a part of their story. You want to at least see them grow up. You want to at least be in at least one wedding of the grandchildren, at least one, right? You want to be involved. And so I urge every one of you, and don't mind that I'm looking up. I'm making sure no one is asking me questions. So this is what I wanted to talk about, my sister wisdom. My sister was my hero, you know, or my shiro, I guess I could say. And we talked constantly. We talked about any and everything. She was in my time zone. She lived in Texas. And so when I was up late, she was up late. And so we just talk, you know. I'm sad that she's gone. I'm upset that she didn't tell me. And this is my outlet. I'm just speaking my truth. You know, this is how I felt. And this is why I want to advise you, please, please, even if you don't want the entire family to know your business, at least tell one person what you're going through so that you don't have to be alone. Because you have children, you have grandchildren, you have people that love you. You know, you have your partner, your spouse, you know, nieces, nephews, everyone. You know, good friends, you know, your good Judy, everybody, you know, everybody is going to be sad if you're gone because you could have prevented something and you didn't take the time to do it. And I'm stressing this for men as well, for you men that are listening. We know where the scope goes to check for the colon, okay? A moment of discomfort, 10 to 15 minutes in the doctor's office can save your life. Put your pride to the side and just get the thing done. Okay? Just get it done. I know of a girlfriend of mine. Her father, you know, rest his soul, passed. And then the brother got checked and he found out that he had polyps. So I don't know if outside of the father having the cancer, if he would have even gotten checked. But it was an eye opener. And so we really need to be so mindful of our health, what we're eating, how we're eating, when we're eating, because the time that we're eating also, it is a huge factor because you're going to gain weight, you're going to become diabetic. You know, you don't want any of that. You want to be able to live a good life and enjoy it with the people that love you and the people that you love. And so taking care of yourself is the first step in that. And like I said, my sister, you know, she is my girl, you know. She was in my everyday, you know, that's the person I went to for everything. I have so many things I have to tell her, you know, but she's gone now. And I believe that she always put everyone before her. And this is why she didn't get checked in time. She puts everyone before her. So by the time she got around to herself, it was too late. And she was a Delta. I love that about her. She loved her sorority. She was a Delta. She loved the Lord. She loved her kids, loved them. They drove her crazy. I love you, my nieces and nephews, but they drove her crazy. I mean, listen, they was doing their job, right? Kids will kid, you know, but they are living without her. And I really hate that they are, you know, I'm very sad and I'm going to try not to tear up in this life, but it hurts my heart that they have to live without her because she was an amazing woman. She was hard, you know, she was the kind of sister would tell you, listen, if you want me to tell you the truth, then come, I got you. If you want me to just tell you what you want to hear, I'm not your girl. And I'm the same way. This is why we clicked. You know, we love the same colors. We raised our kids the same. You know, we were definitely rooted in our religion and our culture. We were rooted in the community. You know, I didn't even notice until I got there because, you know, sometimes you just lives and then you know, sometimes you don't talk, but you don't think to mention certain things. But I realized that she had a praise group and the way she did the praise dancing, she always knew sign language, but while they were doing the praise dancing, they were doing the signing to the song. And I thought that was so amazing. They did that at her funeral, and it was so beautiful. And she led that. That was her baby. That was her contribution to the church. And I just loved it. And that's who she was. You know, she was a hard woman, but she was super smart. She knew everything. And if she didn't know it, she'll go figure it out together with you, or she'll find the answer for you. You know, but I just wanted to honor my sister today by sharing her story with you guys and letting you know to please get checked and please let your family know what you're going through. Sorry. I'm still a little bit triggered. And like I said, I still go through my phases of grief. You know, right now I'm in disbelief. I toggle between bargaining. Well, bargaining is over with because there's nothing to bargain. But I go through anger and acceptance. And I go back and forth with it because there's some days I'm like, I really need my sister. And there are days that I'm like, I just have to find somebody else to speak with that can help me through what I'm going through. Because unless she visits me in my dreams, then it's a no-go. But I just wanted to share this with you, and I want to leave you with that. So my Sister Wisdom Wednesday tip, please tell your family what you are going through medically. Even if you don't want to tell them all, at least tell a few that you don't think is going to put your business on Front Street, because it is not okay for you to go through that by yourself. I think everyone should be surrounded with people they love. Cancer is a dirty word, you know, and it takes so many lives. It takes so many lives. And like I said, my African-American sisters and brothers, please, we are at risk. I'm talking to you. You know, women, we are generally up on our health. We don't play around with it too much, most of us. But men definitely, you know, they have this thing. They don't want to go to the doctor, and they don't want to get checked, and, you know, trying to be strong. But listen, being strong is one thing. Being smart is something else. Okay. Don't be so strong that you lose your life over it. It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense. Finally got to use that phrase today. Make it make sense to me. It doesn't. Your life is worth more than your pride. So I'm going to leave you guys with that, because a girl needs to eat dinner. And if you would like to be on Sister Wisdom Wednesday, if you have some wisdom that you would like to share, please DM me. I'll be happy to get you alive, you know, so you can talk about your sister wisdom, because we all need a little bit of help. You know, this month is a heavy month for everyone, as much as we're celebrating women's history, because it is her story. As much as we're celebrating that, we're having all these events everywhere, entrepreneur events and, you know, live speakers. And of course, our Renewing Our Resilience Luncheon, which everybody is going to be at, because they're going to click the link in the comments and purchase their tickets tonight. But I digress. But as much as we are celebrating, there are people dying every day from colorectal cancer. So I will talk to you guys soon, and I will see you in the next episode. Peace and blessings. Thank you for supporting this episode. I hope you've been inspired and motivated so you can elevate your life. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe so you're kept in a loop when a new one drops. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcasting platform. I want to engage with you, so let me know what you think by giving the episode a rating, writing a review, or leaving a voice message, and I can share them in an upcoming episode. Now remember to also share this with your tribe. Until next time, remember, overcoming adversity not only teaches us a lot about ourselves, others, and life, but also gives us the opportunity to be reminded of our own power and strength. So don't be afraid to share your story. And when you're ready to do so, email saveoursisters2020@gmail.com.